A U.S. Army Special Forces unit is ambushed during a mission to retrieve an intelligence asset, and their only remaining hope lies with a remote Air Force drone operator assisting them through a brutal 48-hour battle for survival. This is Land of Bad. I saw this film about a month ago when it first came out. It was released in 2024 and runs for an hour and 53 minutes. According to IMDb, Land of Bad has a $25 million estimated budget, and being that we're a month in, it's only made $5 million worldwide, which probably means it's more or less a flop. I would credit that most likely to poor marketing. If it was my guess, I would say it's due to poor marketing. For me, the main draw was the star of the film. Russell Crowe plays the part of Captain Eddie Grim Reaper. It also stars Liam Hemsworth as Sergeant J.J. Kenny. I like these types of films, these military kick butt and take names and come home and make your country proud type of movies. So that's what this was. In the film, Liam Hemsworth plays a rookie, I want to say not a Navy SEAL, but maybe an Army Ranger, and they were going out on a rescue mission to get a CIA asset in a foreign land who was in danger. This was a hostile territory with lots of bad guys, of course, and there was a team of about four or five people that were shipped into this remote territory. They did have air support the whole time via Captain Eddie Grim Reaper, played by Russell Crowe, who was manning drones. Every once in a while, if they needed an airstrike, he would be there to launch a Hellfire missile to get them out of whatever sticky situation they were in. Eventually, Liam Hemsworth's character, Sergeant J.J. Kinney, ends up getting captured. So there's a whole storyline of them pursuing the CIA asset, trying to rescue them, and then being pursued by the enemy relentlessly. And they end up being captured eventually, a couple of them, and being tortured by the enemy for a short period of time. And it's kind of interesting. And then eventually they were able to make their escape. What made this movie interesting was not just the drama on the battlefield, but there was also drama in the area of the drone operations center, where there was a little bit of a power struggle there, and they weren't listening to him because there was some football game, and his wife was pregnant and was about to have a baby. He was asking them to please listen to the phones, but they weren't listening. So there was a little bit of drama there. When the heat started coming on strong, Russell Crowe wanted to be there to follow this to finish the job that he had started, but he was unable to because someone pulled rank on him. So there was dramas on both sides. There was two kind of stories that were interplaying and were intertwined. That was also what made the film so good. Cutting straight to my review, I really enjoyed Land of Bad. I thought it was one of the best films I've seen this year. Even though it's only March so far, I would give Land of Bad 5 stars, and I highly recommend it.